Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Chamber of Commerce President Brenda Easter about Shop Local Saturday.
The first Shop Local Small Business Saturday of 2019 is coming up, the spring edition. There was one in the fall, and I want to jump back to that one first of, you know, how did it go, do you think, for Indianola? There was a lot of activity on the square, and what feedback did you receive from a lot of the business owners here in Indianola?
We had a wonderful Shop Local Saturday, which was November. It'd been the day after Black Friday is Small Business Saturday. And we had wonderful reports from all of the businesses. In fact, one of the businesses reported that they had more sales that day than they did for their whole prior year.
And you know, the shoppers, do you think they kind of took hold on that and kind of took advantage of shopping local that day?
Yeah, I think what's happened is the Indianola Chamber has been running a Think Indianola First campaign for roughly two and a half years. And that campaign really just reminds people who live here and invites people who are in the surrounding areas to check out what Indianola has to offer, which is quite a bit, before they go anywhere else to shop. And I think us hosting these quarterly events is a nice reminder that for us to continue to have a thriving business community, our local residents, first and foremost, has to support our local business. The small business in Indianola is really the heart of our community. They do a lot to support all of us. And in return, I like to just remind everybody that we're grateful that our businesses are here to support us and if we could show some loyalty back to them. And I think it's really starting to stick. People are coming. People recognize that it's important to support the small business. And, oh, gosh, I'd forgotten to do that in the past. I don't know why. Sometimes it's just a little reminder, and that's all it takes. And I'm really excited that the Think Indianola First is starting to stick, and we've got so many loyal people here to support our small businesses.
How do you try and keep track of that over the last 2.5 years, like you said, running this campaign? Because it's not just, you can see just numbers here, numbers there. It's almost kind of a culture shift.
It is a culture shift. We're fortunate to have a thriving business community here in Indianola. We're also fortunate to have, a short drive to purchase the things that we can't get here, right? So it's a blessing and a curse. Our location is wonderful. You know, we're, in my opinion, it's the best place to, you know, live and raise a family and own a business. But the things that we can't get, we can get very quickly. And so I think sometimes it's just so easy to just go there, you know, and forget to shop here and really know what the businesses have to offer here. And so, yeah, it's been a shift. I'm asking basically people to change their buying habits. Before I started working with the Chamber, I was one of those commuters where I worked in Des Moines, and my career took me all over the state of Iowa and into D.C., so I did a lot of traveling. And there were times where I just, out of convenience, would stop somewhere else because I was there instead of remembering I could have done that in Indianola. And so that's the real shift in the campaign, is reminding people, like used to be me, that it's really important that they, you know, get their taxes done here, buy their tires here, buy their cars here, buy their groceries here, buy their gas here, you know, check out all of our cute little boutiques and, you know, buy as many things as they possibly can here because of the tax dollars. The dollars that are spent here stays here. The money that we receive from the local sales tax goes to, you know, our schools, goes to fix our roads. Those are all really important things that we all really, really appreciate when everything's kind of in good shape. And when it's not in good shape, we all get a little grumpy, and I completely understand that. But that's how important it is. If we all do a little bit, if we all just shift, you know, 10 to 20% of our spend to Indianola only, that's a huge economic impact for our community.
We'll talk about the details of the upcoming Shop Local for Indianola.
Well, you know what? It's all about shopping. And I think that's why November was so successful, is because it's around the holidays. It's kind of the kickoff to the holiday season, and people are already shopping. They're buying those gifts for the holidays, those special loved ones. And I think in April, now is the time to clean out the old, and we've got the spring cleanup here in the city. I think it starts April 29th. Kick it to the curb and let them pick it up and haul it away, and then purchase something new, right? Find those things that you need and buy them on April 27th and have a huge impact on our local economy. And I think there's something to be said when the entire community embraces something like that. And I think they do.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.